don't die in autumn. The magic and madness of A Life for the Birds. Written by and read by Eric Dempsey. In the height of the autumn migration season, birders and twitchers go into a world of their own. I would try to avoid any commitments during peak autumn months. I announce to everyone that during September and October, they should either leave me off invitation lists or simply accept that I might be a no-show. At home, I explained to Ma and Da from very early on that if they had any consideration for my Irish list, then they should hold off dying during the peak autumn migration periods. It became a joke in our house. Don't die in autumn, was the golden rule. If your father dies, we'll stick him in the freezer until November, Ma would quip. But we're going ahead with his funeral without you if he starts to go off. Da gave me a guarantee that he'd try to keep alive during the autumn months so as to avoid causing any conflict of interest. I'd hate to be the cause of you missing a good bird, he'd say. Then, with a sad face and a sad tone, he might add, never mind your poor old Da. I'll lie dead in the freezer until you've seen your rare birds. Don't worry about me. I'll be okay in the freezer. However, while my family accepted my frequent absences when it came to important events, not every birder's family were quite as experienced as mine. One particular case comes to mind from August 1988 when Michael O'Cleary and I went missing in action. I picked Mick up at his home very early on Saturday the 6th of August. He was exhausted. He had been very late coming home the previous night, and now we were heading off in the early hours of the morning. We headed for County Wexford and spent the day birding around the hotspots. It was a warm, sunny day, but the best we saw was a single yellow wagtail. We didn't mind, as we already had plans set for that evening. We were killing time before heading to County Waterford. That night, we were joining a group of invited birders to see our first Irish nightjars. Now, this was the kind of invitation that we could always accept. We gathered in a pub near Dungarvan and met the gang. At the designated time, we went in convoy along back roads, laneways, tracks, highways and byways until we eventually swung into a remote woodland car park. As we swung into the car park, we frightened the life out of a courting couple who were enjoying the warm summer evening. Well, it must have been warm as it seemed they had very few clothes on. The poor couple, one minute they were alone in this remote little woodland enjoying some intimate moments, and the next they were surrounded by five cars with headlights on, and then by about 12 birders with bins, scopes and cameras. It was a lovely walk into the woodland. There was such a spectacular sunset that even the most cynical of birders in the group had to admit that it was beautiful. We walked for 15 minutes, got into our positions along an open track and waited. Then we heard that most beautiful sound, a churring nightjar. It was the first time I had ever heard this sound in Ireland. In fact, I have only ever heard singing nightjars in Ireland on a handful of occasions since then.